Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, May 5th, in the year 1838, the Barbadian published a letter from a reader lauding the improvements in amenities as well as innovative developments that were taking place in Bridgetown related to transportation. This was 16 years after the Buster Rebellion, from which there had been some economic recovery, and less than 3 months to emancipation, which would equate to a seismic shift in the society, especially in terms of working relationships between the formerly enslaved and their former masters. The writer seemed enthused, relating, quote, "Who shall say that Barbados, at least the metropolis, is not in the high road of improvement?" End quote. Almost conveying that the country was rising out of some slump and moving toward improvements, even though the great event of emancipation was looming ahead, the outcome of which, at the time, was unknown. Mention was also made of the new strategy of delivering water across town, quote, "It was a good thought of the men possessing villas in the vicinity of the town to commence delivering good drinking water to the houses in town," end quote. The writer added, "Few domestic servants now being kept in families made such an accommodation highly desirable," end quote. This would suggest that on the eve of emancipation, which would come into effect on August 1st, enslaved persons who would customarily work in the town villas and ensure that an adequate supply of water was available to the ruling family were somehow not in place or on duty. Could it be that some of the enslaved bought their freedom as was occurring up to the time of emancipation? Or were they previously relegated to the status of non-predial workers with the view to a longer period of enslavement? These were some of the moves that were being made prior to emancipation, as those who worked in the great houses were to be fully freed in 1838 and those in the fields not until 1840. It was reported that some planters shifted non-predial workers to that of predial status. Other improvements included the street watering cart, which, according to the writer, was imported by Mr. Codd. This was useful in keeping down the dust on the unpaved streets of Bridgetown. Additionally, a new mode of public transportation, the stagecoach, was imported by Mr. J.B. Moore, augmenting the other available means of traveling. The route from St. Anne's Garrison to Hastings in one direction and Bridgetown in the other was described as a great convenience for people who did not have private transportation in the form of their own horse and gig. It was also inexpensive too. For those sitting inside, it cost half a dollar, and those outside a quarter of a dollar per trip. The writer concluded, quote, "The extinction of slavery has put us upon improvement and will still further increase our comforts and blessings," end quote. Therefore, on this day, May 5th in the year 1838, with emancipation on the horizon, from the writer's perspective, maybe hope was in the air.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.